Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you ready for that time again? I know that I am just so excited, dancing around the aisles, getting pencils and new clothes for the kids, because as parents, we love the back-to-school time, although it is hectic. The American Academy of Pediatrics has some tips for you right here that will help that transition, just make it a little bit easier. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician and an AAP spokesperson. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So let's start with some back-to-school tips from the AAP to make parents' lives and kids just a little bit easier.
Hi. Thanks to talk to you again. So the most important thing when you're getting ready to go back to school is to prepare for it. Just like anything else, it's a big transition in your child's life, whether they've been going to school for a couple of years, this is their first year going to school, you need to prepare for it. So, you know, you go out, you get all the supplies you need, but you also need to start getting back on the schedule for school. So you don't want school the night before, you know, your first day of school for it to be the first night where you go to bed on a regular time, where you get up at that 6:30 or 7 o'clock time. You want to try to do that for a few days in advance so that your body's on that schedule and you're not absolutely exhausted for that first day of school.
I think, Dr. Cross, that is one of the most important tips we're going to give parents today, because as a parent who puts both her children, 13 and 10, to bed very early, even in the summer, I see parents who, you know, it's right there, time for school, and their kids are still going to bed at 10 and 11 o'clock, and the kids aren't going to be able to think clearly. So that's a great, great message. And what about preparing for that first day, getting their notebooks ready, setting up the paper? Are we supposed to, as parents, help our children with this, or are we supposed to let them be a little autonomous and set up all their things on their own?
It's sort of a fine line. Sort of everything with parenting seems to be a fine line. You want to, for some kids, you can give them much more autonomy, and for others, you need to be there to help them out. But in general, school is a time when children should transition from their parents doing everything for them, so that hopefully by the time they graduate, they can do things themselves. So you want to keep that in mind. So you may go and get the list from your teacher, and this is what the kid needs, and you go shopping with them. And then you may say, what do you think you should take the first day of school? Like, what should we put in your bag? How many pencils do you think you need? Things like that for a littler kid. For an older kid, sure, let them pack their bag, but then you may just want to go through it and make sure that they have everything they need, because sometimes children, not all children, make a mental checklist and then check it off. That's part of preparing. That's part of learning how to do that. And you also want to address their apprehension. Lots of kids are going to be very apprehensive about going back to school. So you want to remember the positive things from school. It'll be fun. You're going to see your old friends. Do you remember the fun things you did last year? I'm sure your teacher will be very nice. You know, different kids have different worries about school. You may want to pick a kid for them to walk to school with, or, you know, you and another family walk to school together, so that they sort of are a little bit prepared for that first day.
How do you get them prepared to get back into the school schedule as far as homework and studying habits? Because there are studies out there, Dr. Cross, that say that kids really lose so much of it during that summer vacation. How do we get them back into that pretty quickly?
Well, now it's almost mid-August. Now is a very good time to start reading. All kids should really read every day. It's a good thing. And maybe not every day, most days of the week. They should read for about 15, 20 minutes. That's not a lot of time, but it definitely starts to get them to think again. So, you know, go take the kids to the library, pick up some fun books. Maybe you start to read to them. They have some little bit of reading time. But find a time that you think most days of the week you guys can sit down for some quiet time and pick about a half an hour block so that you have some leeway and say, okay, the whole family's going to get together and we're going to read. Or I'm going to make dinner and the kids are going to have some quiet time and they're going to read their books. And so that at least gets them into the idea of doing some quiet reading. Now, if you want, you can also go and Target, CVS, they all have these little math books that you can get, a addition book or a subtraction book, depending on what your child's up to. If you really wanted to take that extra step and help them to start to do that again, that's not a bad thing to do. And a lot of times you can make it with rewards, or you can make it fun for the kids to be doing this. I think that just you know, if you start to prepare a little bit earlier, you're just going to be that much better off on the first day of school.
I completely agree with you on that. And speaking of studying and habits and getting books, backpacks. You know, it's huge in my family because my son in eighth grade is carrying a backpack that is so heavy. And I worry about his back. I worry about his posture. These things are so heavy. So what are we doing with all of these heavy books? They're going to come home with that math book the first day and the social studies book and the science book. These books are so heavy, Dr. Cross. As a pediatrician, what do you recommend we do about this?
Well, some schools allow you to get the rolling backpacks, and those are great if your child is going to be toting something very heavy back and forth. The child's backpack shouldn't weigh more than, totally full, shouldn't weigh more than 10 to 20% of their body weight. So that gives you at least a rough guideline of as to when it is too heavy. In addition, kids like to sling it over one side because it looks a little cooler, but it's definitely bad for your back and it strains your muscles to do that. Backpacks should be worn the way they were intended, with both padded shoulder straps on both shoulders. So you want to try to do that. You also want to try to pack it as light as possible. So maybe they don't need a thermos going to school because that's just going to be another heavy item in there. So you want to think ahead, what can you take out that they definitely don't need for during the day?
And I think some schools are even starting to adopt a, you know, online where you can use your math books online as opposed to having to drag them back and forth, which at first I was opposed to, but they are, and that does ease up the backpack situation. Now, what about the first day of school? Do you advocate walking or going with your child the first day? What age do you think you kind of stop doing that?
Again, I think it definitely depends on your child. Some children really like having the mother or the father walk them to school or drop them off that first day. Others are really excited to get rid of you. So it really depends on your kid. But I think that, you know, we do have an issue with obesity in this country. So if we can think of ways to get our kids to school besides driving them, it's a really great idea. So I think that if now during the summer is a good time to talk to other families. Are your kid going to walk to school? Great, my kid is too. How about they walk past your house and, you know, pick your kid up on the way? So if you start to make those arrangements now, it makes it a little bit more exciting going to school the first day, and it's also good for them to get a little bit of physical energy out before they have to sit for such a long period of time. With all that being said, the other really important thing to talk to your kids about is this is going to be a time where they're going to be away from you when they travel to and from school, whether they're walking, riding the bus. You need to review safety. You need to review school bus safety. If they're on a school bus that has seatbelts, they should be putting those seatbelts on. You want to talk to them about crossing at crosswalks, making sure people see them when they cross it, so they're looking the driver in the eye. You want to make sure that they're not darting between cars. So you want to review all of that before the first day of school. You want to review stranger danger. I know they don't like to call that anymore, but what to do if somebody approaches you. You want to have all of that safety tips, you know, on the tip of their tongue for when they're away from you now again.
Well, my biggest fear you hit on is the street crossing. And I know my kids roll their eyeballs when I say, make sure you look the driver in the eye. Make sure they're not texting and just cruising right through the stop sign or the red light. That is absolutely my biggest pet peeve with the school year. And I'm definitely involved in the community to get the police and the crossing guards out there and very active. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Cross, wrap up your best back-to-school tips for parents.
So the best back-to-school tips is to be prepared. Talk to your kids before the first day of school. Get that backpack ready. Talk to them about safety. Make sure they all, too, know that they shouldn't be texting and walking at the same time. That if they're going to ride their bike to school, don't take their helmet off when they get away from the house. And it's also good for, this is a good time to make a athlete's physical or a well child exam with your pediatrician. Go over their vaccines. Get them ready in case they want to play sports. Just get everything ready because it's mid-August and you have about 2 weeks to get it done before school starts.
Well, that is great advice. And parents, you know, we just have to be prepared. Help your child learn to make lists of what they've got to do. Help them to get organized if they need that help so that they learn to do this on their own. But we got to be involved so that you know your child is ready for that first day of school. Can't wait. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD and Healthy Children. Have a great day and stay well.